Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, May 7th, 2014. This is episode 72 of The Big Show. And as always, it is a real treat to have you here. I really appreciate you tuning in as you do every week. I think we've got a terrific show today. I mean, there's so much to talk about. Do y'all remember the song? There used to be a song by The Police called Spirits in the Material World, which I don't know about you, but I always heard as Spare Ribs in My Cereal Bowl. But the song Spirits in the Material World, you know, was all about how there were all these things happening in the real world, all these things happening, you know, in your day-to-day that you couldn't necessarily explain. They just kind of appeared. They just kind of happened, right? And that's very much what's going on with mobile and what mobile means to your business going forward. Now, anybody who's listened to the show for any length of time or read the blog for any length of time knows that I frequently talk about how today it's all e-commerce. And the reason for that is because of mobile, because of the changing behaviors your customers will exhibit because of mobile. People act differently when they carry the internet in their pocket than they did when they had to, you know, go to their desk or go to their home office or pull out their laptop and quote unquote go online. Anyone who's listened for any length of time knows that I've said many, many times, people don't go online anymore. They are online. Constantly, continually. There's no reason that somebody cannot find the information they want, when they want, where they want, and how they want. It's just the way the world works. To back that up, Marketing Charts has data that shows mobile payments now comprise 1 in 4 global retail transactions. And I'm going to link to this in the show notes, which you will be able to find at timpeter.com/podcast. But it underscores the fact that, you know, your customers find the information they want, including paying for things. So if they're pulling out their phone to pay for something, they can just as easily look up more information about the product. They can look up another price for the product, and yeah, they can look other they can look for other places to buy the product. It is a huge impact on how your customers are going to interact with your brand. Now, the upside is there's a lot of brand benefit to doing this. There was a piece on Mobile Marketer yesterday or the day before, and I actually wrote about this. I'll link to both the Mobile Marketer piece and my piece in the show notes, but that showed for Marriott Hotels, they find that 25% of their guests use mobile during their hotel stay. But even more important, and this is the key, 4 out of those 5 people have a better impression of the brand than they did before they used mobile. Now, why is that? From my perspective, it's pretty straightforward. As I've just been talking about, your customers expect to be able to use their mobile phone, to use their mobile device, to solve whatever problem they have whenever they have it, right? If they're a customer who is accustomed to using mobile, and at least 1 in 4 are in this case, though it's probably a bigger number than that, who are accustomed to using mobile, they just may not be thinking of using Marriott's mobile stuff. If they're accustomed to using mobile, they're going to pull out their mobile device every time they have a question, every time they have a problem. every time that they need to get an answer to a situation. And brands that help them do that, that put mobile to use to support their customers, regardless of whether it's something in the real world or it's something, you know, quote unquote online, that's going to engender a better brand experience. It's going to engender better better engagement with the brand and better feeling from your customers that, wow, these guys want to help me out. They're making it easy for me to do the thing that I'm going to do anyway. That's hugely important. Quartz.com has an unbelievable must-read article. I feel bad. I feel like I've almost buried the lead on this one. But Quartz has a terrific article that talks about context. This is what comes after search. So this is a quote from the article. They say, in the old days, if you wanted to do something, navigate to a restaurant when you've got a dinner reservation, you might open a web browser and search for its address. But in the post-search world of context, in which our devices know so much about us that they can guess our attentions, your phone is already displaying our route to the restaurant, as well as traffic conditions, how long it will take you to get there, the moment you pull your phone out of your pocket. And that's having an enormous effect on how your customers interact with things. That's going to be the real world experience that your customers have as they do what they do. They're going to expect their phone to automatically answer their questions for them. We've seen this before with things like Google Now and with some of the things you can do with Siri and what Microsoft is now doing with its Cortana product, which is basically Siri or Google Now from Microsoft. The expectation is my phone is simply going to know what I'm going to ask it. My phone is simply going to answer my questions as I have them. And brands who take advantage of that are going to be in a much better position to succeed. The Quartz article continues, context-aware software for smartphones is all the rage among tech giants. In just the past year, Twitter bought Android home screen startup Cover, Apple bought Smart Assistant Q, Yahoo bought Cover competitor Aviate, and of course Google has pioneered the field of learning everything about a person so that it can push data to them before they even know they need it with its Google Now service. It's something where, that's a quote from the article, but it's something where this is going to, your device is going to know things about you. And brands that take advantage of that are going to be more successful than brands that don't. And as the Marriott data suggests, customers will feel really good about that and feel like you're helping them and feel like you're actually solving their problems. I wrote a post earlier this week that talked about how brands are moving towards direct-to-consumer commerce, how brands who typically have gone through sales channels are using e-commerce and mobile and the like to engage with their customers more directly. And a lot of it comes down to that anticipating your customers' needs, understanding your customers' needs, and giving them the right tools to support them in that endeavor. Let me give you, for instance, I had a great circumstance the other day, and I'm sure somebody at corporate is going to hate to hear this story, but I took my car in for some work at a local shop, a franchise shop or a chain shop. And when I was paying, the guy who was taking my payment said, "Do you have a coupon with you?" And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Do you have a mobile phone?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, then you have a coupon with you." He just took it for granted that I had the phone. I could look up the coupon easily. So it's not even worth, you know, taking the coupon from me. Now, trust me, as somebody who's used coupons as ways to track offline to online and things like that, or online to offline, rather, I have some concerns about that, about whether or not somebody knew about the coupon or whether or not he was just giving me a discount because he's a nice guy. But the point remains, he made it very simple for me. This guy working in the shop understood this is the reality of the world today. If you've got the phone, you've got the coupon. There's no need to make you go dig it up. The Future of Commerce blog has a great point about how to succeed in email marketing. And it's very much what I'm talking about here. It's make sure the email works mobile, because that's where people are actually using their email. That's where they're reading their email. And just as I talked about last week, it's no longer a case of mobile first. It's a case of mobile now. You can't sit on the sidelines of this any longer. This is something that you must embrace and get on board with, because that's where your customers are. The last point about this is obviously how you do that. The devil's in the details. And because of time constraints today, I'm going to direct you to the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. And there's a link to the top 10 digital marketing and e-commerce posts from last month there that will take you through some steps of how to accomplish this. You know, I can tell you the high level. The high level is listen to your customer, understand what they're trying to accomplish, and then give them the right tools to accomplish those things. You know, it's pretty well known that your mobile site should make your phone number really pop, really visible and really present. Because after all, your customer is holding a phone in his or her hands. It's very common and a really solid best practice to ensure that you put your address and directions or a map easily accessible from the home screen of your mobile presence. Because again, they may be navigating to you. And much like my friend at the auto shop, you know, making it easy for people to find coupons may not be the worst thing if you use coupons. That's a whole nother discussion that we're not going to get into today, but it's something to be aware. So the point is that just like there are spirits in the material world, there are mobile phones in the material world. They have broken down the barriers between offline and online. There is no such thing as offline anymore. It's all e-commerce. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. So, as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It is always, always great to have you here. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribing in any of the episodes you see there. You can also go to iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher and do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud, and you will find me. And you can subscribe within your favorite podcatcher, whatever that may be. And you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. I do look forward to your comments and questions and concerns and complaints and all of that kind of stuff. I do love to hear from you, so please feel free to reach out to me, and I would love to hear what you have to say. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Take care, everybody.